You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Shohei Ohtani is trending this morning. One of the top trending topics. Now, this is a sports story, but it is a big deal. His translator, if you don't know, Shohei Ohtani, highest paid athlete ever, or just baseball player?
No, just baseball player.
I mean, he's like this young stud, Japanese, comes to America. He's like the huge star.
He's nice, too.
Yeah. He's very nice. Everybody loves him. He's likable. Opening day is next week. And yesterday, this news comes out that his Japanese interpreter has been fired because he allegedly stole money to pay some bookies. But a lot of people are saying that Shohei Ohtani was also gambling. So I don't want to get into the details because I'm not smart enough to talk about it. But he is trending this morning. It is a wild story. A week before, you know, opening day.
Isn't that Ice Cube's real name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
I think so.
No, just Shohei.
Shohei. Yeah,
Shohei, and then his son is Shohei Jr. That was in NWA movie, right?
Exactly.
Straight out of Compton.
Yes. I thought it was Ichabod Cuberto.
By the way, before somebody gets weird and corrects Riggins, yes, the Dodgers have already played their first two games. They're in Japan now playing their first two games.
Okay.
And so that's a weird deal they do pre-opening day because they have to travel to Japan and back. It's an international thing. I don't get it, mm-hmm. but whatever.
Yeah.
American hating professional sports.
Yeah. I think that's terrible. I think they're playing two games. They might be playing a Japanese all-star team of some sort. I don't know. I know they're playing games because they said he got his first two hit in his first real game for the Dodgers. He got two hits and two RBIs and all this kind of stuff.
So what do? They want to go over there and do that just to rub it in everybody's faces that they got the best Japanese baseball player of all time?
I guess so. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll
love him.
We're going to come right back to your home field and show every one of these Japanese people that we stole their best player.
Watch this.
That's not nice.
Not on board with that. Today is talk about ridiculous national holidays. Today is National Spray Tanning Day. National Spray Tanning Day?
What?
Come on.
Love it.
Third Thursday in March.
Nice.
Because it'd be, you know, right after the first day of spring, if it makes sense.
Sure. Getting ready for your summer glow.
Mm-hmm. For at least 48 hours, you're going to look good, baby.
I don't know that there's a national just like tanning bed day. I feel like that would be not PC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
we ought to start it.
Let's start one.
National Tanning Bed Day. Just get bronze, baby. Get bronze. And then these pictures were released yesterday. The first look at Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. He's back in Beetlejuice, which is set to be released later this year.
And you know what they could do? They could put a picture of Michael Keaton when he originally played Beetlejuice. Yeah, and it would look exactly the same. There's difference. I don't know why they were making a big deal about it. I thought, I saw those and thought, I don't get it. Well, he looks exactly the same.
Looks just like Beetlejuice.
But I think that was the good thing to do because a lot of times when they do these new reboots, things look different and they're like, oh man, they changed it for no reason.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, Rob. That they putting it out just lets you know, hey, we're toeing the line here on Beetlejuice.
Is it a reboot or a sequel?
It's a sequel.
Okay. Because they're two different things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of them is generally better than the other.
Fair enough. So those are a few things that are now trending.
You're going to meet the two worst parents ever. They're in the running for two of the worst parents ever. And a 12-year-old kid that had a pretty ridiculous experience at Outback Steakhouse accidentally. Mm-hmm. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word for Thursday, March 21st, rain. Again, that word is rain. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You are about to meet two of the worst parents ever. I'm not going to say they're the worst, but this went viral yesterday, I believe. A couple in Georgia has been hit with child neglect charges after they passed out on the beach in Florida and let their two young kids wander off. This is Alyssa Langley and Timothy Stevens getting arrested. And then later you hear the sheriff talk about the incident. But and there's an end to this that is even more ridiculous. Check this out, though.
Hey! The sheriff's office! Wake up!
Who the f*** is going to bond us out?
It just boggles my mind that you would drive here and get obliterated and, you know, allow a 5- and 7-year-old to wander off.
Yeah, well, the kids were found safe at a hotel pool close to the beach while mom and dad were literally passed out. After the lady yells at the drunk boyfriend and they're getting arrested, he decides, I'm gonna bail, I'm gonna flee. And he runs while handcuffed and face plants.
I saw the story yesterday, and I was unclear. Is he the father of the children, or is he mama's boyfriend?
I just saw him referred to as the boyfriend. I didn't see him ever referred to as the father, but I wondered the same thing.
Yeah, mama's boyfriend, you know, comes up in the news a lot in these types of stories.
Yeah, sadly, you are correct. There's a 12-year-old kid in Michigan who went to the Outback Steakhouse with his family and ordered a virgin daiquiri. He was with his grandmother, actually. Here is this young 12-year-old man, whose name we don't know, explaining what transpired.
It didn't taste like how when I had it the other times, and it just didn't taste normal. My head started hurting when I was leaving, and my heart started beating as I was drinking it.
It's supposed to be a virgin daiquiri, but it says a daiquiri. The diagnosis was accidental exposure to alcohol.
That's right. They accidentally fixed him a real daiquiri and served a 12-year-old kid at an Outback. That's the kind of mistake you just can't make.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be giving a kid a virgin daiquiri anyway, having them pretend like they're drinking.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would agree.
And the other thing is she went to the hospital, had to take him to the hospital, you know, when it was over to get checked out and all that. That was, I think, unnecessary. He's 12. He had a few sips of the daiquiri before he figured out it wasn't right. He didn't need to go to the hospital, I don't think. But he's also a 12-year-old boy, and he should be taught not to be drinking any kind of daiquiri as a man.
There's the ultimate lesson.
Yes.
First off, you shouldn't be ordering a daiquiri.
No. No, you're a man. You're getting into manhood.
If we'd stood by that, we wouldn't even have a problem with it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
There are things that are popular you don't understand. We all have these things. And there's one that I've said it before. I do not understand the immense joy that young men get out of this. And I never will. That is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
There are things that are popular that just make no sense. For example, and I think, and it's different for everyone. I saw this morning another TikTok from spring break. I will never understand the hurricane shot. Never, ever.
No.
If you're not familiar, it's where a guy goes to the bar, buys the shot. Now, he pays for this. The bartender, female, pours the liquor into his mouth, usually followed by some kind of head shake or something like that, and then slaps him as hard as she possibly can. So you are paying to be knowing that you're going to get slapped by this woman, which I will, for the life of me, that makes no sense. Then you got to tip her. Hey, hit me, and I'm going to tip you. I don't get it. I don't understand. And this has become a hot thing. Like, college guys seem to love it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, but I can see where it started, obviously, with someone's perversion. Is how it started with somebody's fetish of some sort. And then the college guys got into it, go, yeah, it's, you know, probably just a way to get the crowd yelling while you're doing shots and stuff. They may not get the pleasure out of it. You know, like when you jumped off of one balcony down to another at your college party that time, Ace, and missed. Yeah. And well, no, you didn't miss, but you fell and hurt yourself and all that. Same mindset.
Well, I never thought of it that way.
Because you're in college, you're stupid, you're trying to get everybody thinking that you're cool and you'll do anything.
I was just like, this is wild. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Just knowing you're going to get hit. Like, I didn't know. My plan wasn't to, you know, fall off the floor of that thing and, you know, go through a folding chair.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be cool. I thought it was, I don't say I thought it was going to be entertaining. It was entertaining. Everybody was entertained. I just, you know.
Is this dumber to you, Ace, though, than when they get on the beach and they do the football drill where they just run slamming into each other?
Yeah, this is dumber to me.
Yeah.
Because at least the other one, you might be like some type of, I want to test myself against this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's some sport to it. This is just stupid. I don't know. Like, I don't know. What's the point? You get the shot and then she punches you in the face. Like, okay, that's dumb. I won't understand it. But what else is out there that's popular that you just admit, like, I don't get it? Like, I know people that say, I don't get TikTok. It's dumb. I don't understand that mindset, but hey, some people just don't get it. Like, you just admit, I don't get it. It's popular. I'll never understand it.
Crepes.
Yeah, I don't get that
either. I don't know enough about crepes to even.
There's a crepe place popping up every 3 days in our city. And I go, they're just crap. They suck.
Yeah.
They're not. It's not a good pancake. It's not a good omelet.
It's just, it's in between those two things that if you took the bad parts of those things and put them together.
We put steak and cheese in it. I'm like, yeah, so it's like a bad Philly cheesesteak. Is that what you're telling me?
That's a good example, Reagan.
The world's worst omelet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
At the Ace TJ Show, it's popular, but I'll never understand it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It's popular. I just never understand it. Just don't get it. You don't know why. Like Kathy says, Crocs. They're the ugliest shoes ever. But I don't own Crocs, but I get that. I get why they're popular, because everybody I know that owns a pair says, these are the most comfortable shoes you ever put on your feet. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get the comfort aspect of that. Brandy said Stanley Cups. That's one of the things, though. I see the popularity in them. They work great.
I've just never been a hockey fan either way.
So. I think there are lots of other brands that do that, but I see how that would be popular, because I don't understand the undying loyalty to them, but it's a good product. It works really well. Stanley makes great products. I get it. Janice said Taylor Swift doesn't understand it. That's another one. You may not like it, but I don't get what you don't get about the fact that she's a really good singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
You may be like, I don't like her music. Fair enough. Music's not for everybody, but
then you wouldn't think she's a good singer-songwriter if you don't like her music.
I think you can acknowledge somebody. I get it. You know, people love the she writes these songs and they're very personal. It's not my thing, but I get what people like about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
They don't melt your face off. She doesn't melt your face off, so he don't want it.
No, he does. He wants it.
Not true. I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. He loves it. I never got Bob Dylan or the Grateful Dead.
Oh God. The Dead I never got. Dylan terrible. I got. I think he writes. He's a great lyricist. But and I think that's a lot of that is because it was the 60s.
Yeah, everybody was high and hating America. They didn't even deserve good music in the 60s.
Yep.
They got what they deserved.
The Grateful Dead, that's one of those that I never got. Mm-hmm. Like I don't get it.
It's terrible.
I just don't get it.
The Apple Vision Pro headset?
I don't get that either.
I mean, is it popular, though? Or just with dweebs?
I think it's as popular as it can be for something that's $3,500.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, if it were $500, I still wouldn't get it. If it were $100,
I told y'all, when I was at the Apple store that day for several hours, the entire time they had a section set aside, they had 6 or 8 of those things. And there were people trying them out and buying them the whole time I was in there. That's ridiculous. It was crazy. And I kept sitting there thinking, they look so stupid. I don't get it, why you have to have everything in your face like that, in your eyes.
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other, and it looks so weird.
I don't get Oprah Winfrey.
You don't get Oprah?
Nope.
What?
I get Oprah.
She's really not that talented as a broadcaster. You watch her stuff, there are a lot of edits in her show that just come out of nowhere. She's not that big of a talent, I don't think.
I think
she was elevated for reasons outside of her talent, because people liked her and they thought she was, you know, in the beginning she was sassy and sweet and cared about people and cried and that kind of thing. Yep. She's not that talented.
Yeah, I think when she came out, she was really different and unique. What she was doing was different than anything else that was on TV, and that's kind of where that whole thing started.
People dumbfounded.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so many things are happening this morning. We'll cover it all coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there's a couple of sports figures trending this morning. Shohei Ohtani is the top trending topic. There's some drama going on inside baseball. His Japanese translator has been fired. A lot of money issues, some betting going on. And now people are saying we should reinstate Pete Rose back into the Hall. This opens the whole thing up. I don't know, the details of that stuff, so I can't comment on it. But yeah, it is funny.
And I didn't need to clear this up. Earlier I said, they are playing the San Diego Padres. They're in South Korea right now playing. They're in Seoul, okay. South Korea. So they have started their season, even though opening day is not until next week.
Okay.
They get to go over there, start their season, then fly home and have a couple of days to recuperate before they start the regular season.
Yeah. Well, also in South Korea, they're a week ahead of us. On the calendar.
I didn't realize that.
It's going to work out perfectly. This is so weird. X-Men 97 is trending. This is a new Marvel cartoon that looks like the original X-Men cartoon that was put out in 1997.
Okay.
It's a weird idea, but it's geared towards people that grew up watching it. So it's in the same style. And there are 40-year-old men on the internet complaining about the way the characters look and how it doesn't resemble parts of the show don't resemble the original. Do I have that kind of right, Rob?
Yeah, people are dumb. It's a 10 out of 10. It's an incredible television show.
It's a 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10, okay.
Are all the episodes out?
No, just two for now, and then eight more are coming in the following weeks.
And this is a 30-minute cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it picks up exactly where the last one left off.
It's an incredible TV show.
It's
those people who say that it's... it doesn't look the same and all of that. They're just immature idiots.
Yeah,
this is a perfect animated show.
Yeah. I mean, 97, so that was how many years? I don't know. 30 years ago, right?
No. 27?
27 years ago. To have that much dedication, I want to see, that is just wild to me. And to complain about it on the internet is just I would not do it under my real name. I can tell you that much at the very least. But it is interesting and it is trending this morning. A ex-producer of Jeopardy said it was this close having Aaron Rodgers be the official host of Jeopardy after Alex Trebek. But I think things kind of cooled off when they saw Aaron Rodgers host Jeopardy that one time. They were it was exciting to do, but I don't think it worked out as well as they thought.
So he wasn't good?
He was not. He was a little stiff.
Yeah.
And everything you expect a professional athlete to do when they go into the entertainment space.
Mm-hmm. But he's a stiff person. He is kind of. When he talks, when he's having fun and being interviewed and stuff, he's a stiff personality. He's more of a quiet guy when he talks
too. And Alex Trebek was a little stiff, but he was also able to kind of
I don't know.
He had a little bit of coolness to him, a little slickness.
It had some energy. It had some pop to it.
Yeah.
It's because Alex Trebek was a conservative.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We have better personalities. That's a well-known fact.
I thought you were going to go because he was a Canadian there.
That made it even better. He was a conservative from Canada, which is never, ever done, hardly.
That is true. Those are a few things that are now trending.
All right. Everybody's wanting to get in shape. Everybody's hitting the gym. And people say, do it as a couple with your significant other, and it will work out better for you. Well, there's a couple who is doing this, but I think it's just absolutely sick. We'll tell you how they're working out at the gym coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There are so many people trying to get in shape, and they're hitting it hard at the gym, ready for swimsuit season. And people always say, hey, if you have trouble motivating yourself to work out and all, do it together with your significant other. Do it with your partner, because you'll have somebody that holds you accountable. It can be something that is a goal between the two of you over which you can bond, that sort of thing. Well, there's a couple in São Paulo. That's somewhere close to Brazil, if I remember my geography correctly.
Yeah.
And I do. And they are going to the public gym together, and they've lost weight. They're getting in shape, doing it, and just out there doing and doing. But their workout is a little bit different because they do it completely naked.
In the gym? In a public gym?
And I think that the article says that they pay the owner of the gym to let them do it. And I don't know whether that means let them do it without anybody else being in the gym, or just lets them do it. But, I mean, look at this. This is a picture of him on a leg press machine, and she's standing behind him. And he's laying his naked all up on the machine there.
That's ridiculous.
Now, here's the thing. And a lot of people won't say this because they don't want to be kink-shaming and judging people and all. But I don't mind being that person. The world is obsessed now with dragging everybody else into their perversions, into their fetishes. These people get off on the world watching them be naked.
Yeah,
and it's true. A sexual turn on for them. They have an OnlyFans page where they do all kinds of stuff to get. I mean, they're just perverts. They're freaks. And then they're celebrated for going out doing, or people say, you can't call them. You don't know that they're free. I'm looking at both of them standing in a gym wearing nothing but tennis shoes with their sweaty, nasty butts on workout equipment. That wouldn't even be allowed by U.S. America's
laws.
The sanitation laws and stuff.
That bit of stink.
Ooh. Oh, you know it does.
That's gross.
It's smelling like them. And you know, I just picture them always stinking.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Perverts just stink all the time.
And there is no way that that is comfortable.
No.
And there is no way that that is comfortable.
No. And he even says in the article that you burn more calories by being naked.
Bull.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I know. And I hope that this is some sort of a joke. But I don't think it is, because the world is obsessed with people being dragged into their perversions and their fetishes. It aids their fetish for people to know their fetishes. You know what I mean? You know that I like this, this, and this, or that I'm into this and this and this, and it shocks you, and that turns me on. So I'd like to see them try to bust up into my little friend Jenny's gym and ask her about working out naked. Mm. Yeah. You can see two German shepherds get sicked on them right there. So if you want to work out naked, do it. I've done it, just been on the treadmill in my drawers many, many times at home.
In your own home?
Yes. But stay out of the gym with all
this. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
My name is TJ. I'm very old. I'm 87 years old. And I'm proud to say I have never done a whippet. Have you ever done a whippet, Ace?
No, no. Not my thing.
Have you, Rob?
No, I haven't.
You have not ever done a whippet. Whippet good. Now, Riggins, I know you have.
Yeah.
And a true whippet is where you take a can of whipped cream and you spray it a little bit where that, is it nitrous oxide that comes out of it or whatever?
I think so.
And you inhale that quickly and it gives you a tiny buzz.
Yeah.
Right.
Real small.
Now, since I don't know about whippets until I was an adult, people in Winfield, Louisiana, when I grew up, they didn't know about whippets. We didn't even have the whipped cream that comes out of a can. It was only Cool Whip. That's all they allowed us to have in the whole parish.
Yeah.
But have you heard of people snorting nutmeg to get high?
No.
Have you ever heard about that?
No. What is that?
Well, the school in Georgia, this teacher has found that her students all had nutmeg on them in her class. And they said, well, it's because we're doing our cooking class later in Miss Whatchacallit's room and we need nutmeg. So later she was talking to Miss Whatchacallit and she said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Come to find out, there is a way you snort nutmeg, ground nutmeg, that it has a hallucinogenic property somehow or another. And it will give you that same woozy kind of feeling. But in the article, and then the teacher, she was serious because you know why? She took to the TikTok. Once somebody takes to the TikTok, yeah, it's serious. And a lot of the people commenting were saying, where have you been? That's been a thing forever. But they were mostly in their late 40s and stuff.
I've heard that nutmeg in your veins is deadly. And I don't know where I've heard that.
It's a poisoning. Nutmeg poisoning, I think they call it. Yeah.
What a dumb way to die.
I know.
Go for nutmeg.
So what happens when you snort it then? I mean,
it gets into your system. And they say that it creates whatever the same. It sounds like the same thing that a whippet would create. Just that.
Okay, but
that
so
woozy.
Get me some nutmeg. I want to do it by 9 o'clock. I will snort it in here.
Grocery store across the street. If you snort it though, wouldn't that be? If it gets into your bloodstream, it'll kill you. I guess snorting it doesn't get into your bloodstream. Just go straight to your brain.
I don't know. I don't even know if that was true.
I don't know. I clearly don't know a lot about how the human body works.
But anyway, it was surprising that, you know, so many people were saying, you know, talking about the teacher being out of touch, like she's uncool.
Yeah.
You don't know about that?
Okay. Where have you been? We used to do that all the time when we were kids.
Be normal. Smoke some weed. Be just regular people.
But these are middle schoolers.
Exactly. Smoke weed. Stop snorting nutmeg. Like, we figured it out. We've got good drugs. They're easily accessible. Stop it. I'm just kidding. Don't do drugs. Stupid. Plus, you also look like an idiot. Now you're raiding your mom's, like, spice cabinet. It's just so not cool.
Yeah, but it always gets me when people who do all these drugs, they act like the people who don't know anything about it are, oh, my God, where have you been? You're so uncool.
You're the idiot.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put this deodorant on your head. That's what we're all doing. What?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether, the nutmeg that is in the spice rack at the store will work, or it has to be freshly ground. That's all I use is a freshly ground nutmeg. So I'll try it later and see what happens.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Well, something's going on in my life that is just stress and anxiety that I don't need. This new podcast, TJ's podcast, that goes on our Ace and TJ family app every weekday at 10 a.m. in the Eastern, has already caused some problems. Now, you know, Wiki Ryan, intern Wiki Ryan,
yeah,
that was our intern, and he went on to make a lawyer of himself. He's a personal injury attorney, a.k.a. ambulance chaser, a.k.a. slip and fall lawyer.
But greatest intern we ever had.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, he, when we started the podcast, I said, hey, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things that are interesting as far as crime and the lawsuits and things like that. So he is, you know, the title, he got a dry promotion, which means you get a title, but you don't get any money. So he is the legal expert, the official legal expert on TJ's podcast. Well, I also have a very good friend whose name is April Sampson, and she is a prosecutor in Columbia, South Carolina. And
she's already been on.
Yeah, so has he. He was on before talking about a personal injury case lawsuit, and then she was on talking about one of the most famous murder cases of the last couple of years in U.S. America that she prosecuted. So I was talking to Ryan yesterday about coming on next week and discussing a lot of these Ozempic type lawsuits that are going on with these weight loss drugs, these personal injury suits. He said, okay, a little bit short with me, more than he normally is. And then I said, I found a clip of Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, who is just a brilliant, brilliant man and the epitome of a fantastic attorney when it comes to questioning these people that come before him in the Senate committees and stuff. And I sent him that clip, and I said, do you ever watch any of this? You know, this is my second favorite attorney. And then he put back, oh, you mean behind April, and then that would make me third. I was like, you know, even these educated people who are supposed to be all business.
Yeah.
Get their emotions all out on their sleeves and everything.
But does he have a point? You did say he was the official person, the official attorney, right?
Legal expert.
Legal expert. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't call her an expert of official with the show. Yeah. She hadn't even gotten a dry promotion because she works for the government. She can't have any other job titles.
Got it.
I don't think. I think she has to be completely dedicated to the government job that she's got.
Hey, this is what he gets for biting in on my telling you snack updates. So.
And there's another one. Yeah. So Rob gets jealous of my relationship with Ryan because Ryan.
Does it feel so good? Does it, Ryan?
Steps on Rob's toes in his department.
And Ryan gets jealous of April.
Yeah. So I don't know. What?
I'm smelling that I can take the day off, is all.
I'm here to help. It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, Ace, what did you just see about Shohei Ohtani? Ace was just saying.
Oh, he just got a hit. He ripped a ball down. It was on Twitter. I was watching. Ohtani was trending, and I was looking at it. And then somebody literally posted as I was looking at it that he just ripped a ball down the first baseline.
He ripped one. Ripped. He had some bad sushi for lunch over there, and he ripped one.
108 miles an hour. No big deal. He's the top trending topic.
He is. And you guys can probably speak more in a more passionate way than I can. I don't know much about baseball, but they fired his Japanese translator. I think he's in the dugout with him. I've seen pictures and stuff. Yeah. Is he just by his side the whole time?
Yeah, because the coaches have to talk to Ohtani and the other players. You know, they have to communicate in the dugout.
Do they have other kind of translators for his?
Yeah, because the rest of the team is Hispanic.
That's what I was going to add. Like, do they each get their own translator?
No, I think you just need one, and then that covers the entire team. The one that speaks language. Spanish, and then the one that speaks Japanese.
That's wild.
Because Ohtani doesn't understand Spanish, so he doesn't understand baseball in America without the translator.
So do the Spanish translator and the Japanese translator have to just communicate back and forth?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh. What a crazy scene that is. I didn't know that.
Let me just point this out. I don't want to get a sidetracked. But my problem with it is Shohei Ohtani has now played in America for about 5 years.
Yeah, he needs to know some English.
Pick up some English, my man. You've had 5 years. If I were to go play baseball in Japan, I would think first priority, I need to start learning the language.
Yeah. I don't think they ought to let any foreign players play in an American sport without learning English first.
Yeah, they've got guys that have played here, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. They still haven't translated. So what are you doing? Learn the language, man.
I like to think that his translator got fired because he was just saying the wrong stuff the whole time.
That's like my which jokes. Could be happening. That's the again, learn the language. I don't know why that bothers me so much. You're like for a year or two, I get it. But after 5 or 6 years, you should be able to speak enough English to communicate.
And if they ever get another American player into the major leagues, we'll need an English translator. But as for now, that's way, way down the road.
Ace, if you become a professional wrestler in New Japan Wrestling, you're going to have to learn
Japanese. I would have to learn the language. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think you could?
Learn the language?
Yeah.
Sure.
Really?
I might not be great at it, but yeah, I would just learn enough to be able to have a to communicate.
And I can't wait till you try to learn some Japanese. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very difficult language, apparently, but it can be done.
Yeah, I heard they always say, like, English is the hardest language to learn. I don't know if that's true or not. March Madness is trending this morning. A lot of games picking up this week. Very exciting. So people are, you know, hopefully you've already done your brackets.
It's all day today. It just, you know, this is this weekend from now through Sunday is one of the greatest sports weekends every year. Ever, because there'll be big upsets, there'll be excitement, it's just game.
Yeah. So I'm going to share a crazy story about something that's happening now. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Craziest story ever. So unsettling and weird. A woman goes in to a salon for her scheduled appointment. I'm going to tell you where here in just a second. She shared this story on her TikTok. Goes and sits down. in the little waiting area. And a woman comes up and says, hey, I'm going to take you back, wash your hair. Takes her to the back, next to like a little partition, and puts her head back in the bowl, puts the cape on her, starts rinsing her hair, and starts massaging the shampoo into her hair, making it all sudsy and stuff. And the woman can see out of her periphery, whatever it is, that all the employees at the salon are staring at her. She's like, this is so weird. And the woman begins to rinse out the shampoo from her hair. And another employee from the salon walks up to the woman shampooing and says, excuse me, what are you doing? And at this point, the customer's like, I don't know what's going on. The woman was not an employee at the salon. It was just a weird woman.
What?
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 So they ask the woman to leave. They call the police. They don't, try to keep her there because they don't know what.
Yeah.
I would imagine you're like, well, just tell her to leave. Isn't that not the weirdest?
Oh my God.
I think the only saving factor of that is that it wasn't a guy. For some reason, that would be even weirder.
Yeah.
But does she just always dream of being a hairdresser or something? She identifies as a hairdresser. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to respect that. If that's what she identifies as. She's a hairdresser. Let her do the shampoo.
But let's make clear. The lady who was getting her hair shampooed wasn't harmed in any way.
No.
Just freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Understandably so.
I completely understand being freaked out by that.
That is insane.
It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't?
No.
Yeah, for a minute there, I'd be like, what was about to happen? What was going to happen?
Well,
was she going to do something weird to my hair or what?
Everybody's got theories in the comment section under the video. This is your stalker, and she finally saw her opportunity to have contact with you. The problem is they have not tracked down the woman yet. So I don't know if this is just like a weird, like a fetish thing. Like,
it's probably just a weird thing.
How what could they not just keep her there? How many women or customers were around? They could have just kept her there.
I think they were probably just in shock, and they were like,
she fled.
But did she break the law?
Yeah, you can't do that unless you have some sort of certification, I think. The law being nobody asks you to come in there or start working.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same as going like behind the counter at a Cold Stone.
It would be the same.
Yeah. I don't know. When you're massaging somebody's head, it seems weirder.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
It's a crazy story yesterday of a woman in Charleston. She's doing her drying her hair with a hair dryer and passes out, falls down. Her hand, while she's passed out, is on top of the hair dryer. She's passed out for 30 minutes. They don't explain why, but the roommate goes into her room. She's got third degree burns, lost her hand. Because it burned down to like the bone.
They had to
amputate.
Thank you. I couldn't figure out. I was gonna use the word detonate. I knew that was incorrect.
they had to detonate her hand.
Oh my God.
They had to amputate her hand over a hair dryer.
Hair drying accident.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Well, they're making those hair dryers hotter and hotter now.
Really?
Yeah, because it was taking women too long to dry their hair. So that's when those Dysons came out that you can do your hair in half the time or whatever. And these hair dryers now, some of them are like $1,000 for blow dryers.
That's the thing on TikTok. Women love that thing. And it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars, isn't it?
And Shark makes a good one, too. Really? It's not nearly that much.
And also, well, those I don't think get hot on the outside, so she wouldn't have lost her hand if she...
Yeah, that's right. They don't.
I mean, they call it a freak accident, but that's the freakiest accident I've ever heard. Passing out with your hand on top of a hairdryer and then end up losing your hand. A really sad story, but she's got a good attitude about it. Thank God. One other video that has blown up on the internet. It is crawfish season. You guys probably already know that.
Yeah, spring.
Yeah, very expensive this year.
A woman got a seafood boil and found something unexpected in her crawfish boil. I'll just show you the video now. She pulled out between 10 to 13 brown spiders her crawfish.
Oh.
Or, no, they called them water spiders.
Water spiders, yeah.
Water spiders, which are common in the bayous and the swamps, apparently, of Louisiana. But people are pointing out that they were not washed properly. And I said, you don't have to be. I could have gathered that. Yeah. Those were not washed properly.
Yeah.
Like 10 of them, all in one pot. Mm. And she's pulling them out. I give her credit. She's just pulling them out by hand.
Yeah, but I mean, she doesn't look like she's a great crawfish boiler as it is.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, she's got just a little sauce pot that she's boiling them in and so in the kitchen. And it's just, no.
She didn't do it right.
It doesn't look traditional. Let me put it that way.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Today's National Countdown Day. What are you counting down towards? Special event, concert, settlement check? What is it? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So it is an important day for a couple of different reasons. It's National Spray Tanning Day, which I love. National Spray Tanning Day. We have a holiday for that. It's also National Single Parent Day. Would you guys say you were raised by single parents?
No. I wasn't. Ace was.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my parents were divorced. My dad was in the picture. I mean, I saw him all the time and that kind of stuff. But you know, my mom did all the raising.
If one parent is still around, are you still raised by a single parent?
I don't know how that would. No, I don't think so. Like I would never say I was raised by a single parent.
Yeah,
you know, my mom did most of the raising. My dad was around, and I saw him all the time and that kind of stuff. You know, so he was active in my life and everything. But
your mom was a single mom.
My mom was a single mom.
Right.
So I don't know how that works. I wouldn't say she was a single parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. But there's a difference also in a single mom and an unwed mom. Those are two different things.
How so?
One means that the mom was married at one time. And the other means that the mom had kids without ever being married.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's also National Countdown Day. So this is just the excitement that builds up as you count down towards something. What are you counting down towards? A settlement check? A big family? A vacation? A big concert? What is it at the Ace TJ Show if you have one? So many of these people are... we got Holland who said, our family vacation, we're going to Pigeon Forge. I got a cabin and we're taking the family.
That's awesome. I love that. I love Pigeon Forge.
Nancy said, I'm counting down for the end of the school year, June 11th. Love that. Spring break, Brandy says, 6 days until spring break. Now, I believe.
There's one here that's pretty interesting. She is. Kristen said, the 6 week break my boyfriend and I took to regroup, only 2 weeks to go.
What does that mean?
That's what I was wondering. So it sounds to me like in 2 weeks, she and her boyfriend have each taken 6 weeks off of work. And they're going to spend 6 weeks together just to kind of get life reset.
Or
get
did they take 6 weeks away from each other to regroup?
That's what I assumed it was.
Oh, maybe so.
I'm taking some me time.
Oh, okay. So in 2 weeks, they're going to take 6 weeks apart from each other? Interesting.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's cool. Hey, we're gonna take a little break from each other. I think
some people would
benefit from that. Absolutely. At the Ace TJ Show, what are you counting down towards? Those are fun.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.